Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry we're running a little late today. We want to thank you for visiting our podcast this July 1st, first day of the month of July. It's early Tuesday morning. Just want to welcome you to another edition of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church podcast. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to those of you who are not familiar with our theme? That is the theme of our podcast. Those of you who are aware, it is at that point where we would state the topic of our podcast for the day. At the end of that beginning statement of our theme, rather. But first, before we try to go any further, let us pause here for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for watching over us as we slumbered and slept through the night. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to rise up today, to be enclosed in our right mind, to have the articulation of speech, to be able to be able to just move about. We know that everyone has not been gifted and blessed with that ability to stay, and for that, we pray, Lord, that you are having your grace and your mercy upon them, enabling them to be at peace and comfort, even in the state that they're in, for those especially who are part of the household of faith, part of the kingdom of God, those who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. For those, Lord, who you have spared to be here and have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, we thank you for giving them yet another chance, another opportunity to do so. And now, Lord, as we continue, even in this podcast, we are praying that you would bless the words coming from my lips and anyone else's who may be speaking during this podcast. And bless the hearers as well, Heavenly Father. For yes, we do know that Satan is the prince of the power of the air. And many times, words go forth from one person, but something else is heard by the receiver. But we're praying, Lord, that you would bless, Father, and have the words that go out be received in the same spirit, that you would have these words go out, and that what that the message that you would have come across is truly the message that is received. We thank you, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. We look forward to you, Lord, granting us the wisdom, the understanding, and the knowledge to say that which you would have to be said. Again, this we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. How important is the Word of God to you when it comes to believing that all of us are God's children? It's our topic for today. All of us are God's children. How many times have you heard this statement? How many times maybe you've made that statement? We're all God's children. Now, should this statement be taken literally? I mean, to mean exactly what it says? Was this just a figure of speech often made when someone is trying to make a point? Maybe somebody's bringing up the race issue. Or they bring, whether it be directed towards people themselves or because they're different races. And somebody said, yeah, but we're all God's children. When it comes up to debates, especially about an issue that's in the Bible, and somebody makes it say, yeah, but we're all God's children. When it comes to, yes, religion. I believe this. I believe that. I'm Hindu. I'm Buddhist. I'm Christian. I'm Catholic. I'm Mohammedism. I'm Muslim. Whatever. And somebody said, yeah, but we're all God's children. Now this is a noble statement. It's a noble statement. And it's one that sounds good, and many of us want to believe this. Okay. Many of us want to believe this statement. But is it the gospel truth? Is the statement that is just to be said and received figuratively? If that is the case, this is a figure of speech. How should we take that? That it doesn't, some take it that, well, it doesn't matter what religion you are, what you believe, and who you believe in. We're just all God, and God is. To who means many things to many people. See, here, all of this is like putting God out there, and I believe God is this, I believe God is that, and everybody has, oh, I mean, so many people have so many different beliefs in what they believe God is, who he is, what he is, even. The one thing about this, as I'm seeing it, with all these different beliefs and all these different ideas and thoughts about God, look at what a mess it seems to have made. Everybody believing it just because I believe this. Does that really make it true? I know I'm raising questions, and I'm. This is what I intend to do today. We have to raise these questions because they're out there. We hear this almost every day. Some of us experience it almost every day on our jobs and our daily walks and our social life and at home, and this question, this issue arises. Children asking parents, oh, we are we all God's children? And they're looking to their parent or parents or guardians for answers. Some people are still going to their churches, synagogues, mosques, temples, or wherever they go to worship, and whoever may be the leader at that particular house of worship, looking to them for answers. Are we all God's children? And it seems to me that everyone's looking for answers except for where the answer comes from. Again, the theme of our podcast, how important is the Word of God to you? When it comes to, in this case, believing that all of us are God's children. Now you're saying, well, gosh, I guess we're getting ready to have a Bible lesson. Well, one, our podcast is always going to revolve around what the Holy Bible says. That's what we're about. That's what we're about here. So if you happen to be looking for some other source or resource for your information on issues, this may not be the place you want to be, because we stand by the Word of God. And as we've stated many times, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, is the only written absolute that we know. That is that is the only written absolute that we know of. What comes from the Word of God. We believe that the Holy Bible is the unerring Word of God. For in it we find that Jesus himself stated that he's the way, the truth, and the life. Not a truth, the truth. So that, having stated that, we right back to some of the questions that we're pondering in our initial topic for today. When it comes to all of us being God's children, there's some things there that have to be defined, in my opinion. One, who we talking about? We talk about God. The many gods that are out there. Or are we talking about the God of the Holy Bible, Jehovah, Jehovah God? Who are we talking about? That's number one. Number two, you said that we were wondering, is this to be taken literally, or is this just something to be looked at figuratively? Figuratively, it will make no sense because there's like hundreds of gods out here in the world. So to try to say that we're all God's children, one, does that mean we are all a God's children of the many gods that are out there? Or is that statement trying to refer to one particular God? And if it is the one particular God, so are we all the God of what particular religion? Now I'm just throwing this out there because we here at our podcast, we talk about the God of the Holy Bible, Jehovah, and there you'll find it. Yeah, some people refer to him as many different things, but he's the God who has created all, as we read in the Bible. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created. This is the God we're talking about. We make no question about it. We're not trying to be ambiguous about it. That is who we are talking about. Now, let's go a little bit further with this. Now, one, when it comes to being his children, this Bible teaches us in the very beginning that God created Adam, and then he created Eve. We see no other evidence of any other male or female that God created. Everyone else that we see that we look at today are evidences of procreation. In other words, and I'm not going to go through all of that historically, after the flood, when the world was destroyed, the world was populated through eight people: Noah, his wife, his sons, and their wives, eight people. The results of what we see all around us. That's where everyone else came from. Some may question it, debate it. You can do what you want to do with it, but that's what the Holy Bible teaches us. And that's where we go with that. So you can say, well, okay, all right. So literally, God did not create you. We are results of procreation. So you said it's kind of hard to take that literally because now we're talking about, again, identifying who God is. And we realize that we're results of procreation, of our parents having sex, and we are results of that. So you said, well, that kind of puts a damper on this all been created by God. We know that ultimately it's because he enables man to have and women to be able to do this. And you can see where it's going to get murky there. It's going to be a lot of debates and questions there. So you say, well, it's a combination of figurative saying, as you can see, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to put it together. Why are we questioning it? Why are we confused about it? You say, well, we can go all throughout all the Bible. I said, I'm not going to do that. But I am going to take you to one particular place in the Bible. One place, that's all. That's the only place I'm going to take you today. And that is in the book of John, the Gospel of John, in the third chapter. And I'm even going to read these verses for you again, not to insult anyone's intelligence, but I do know that there may be some who it may not be prudent for them to try to pull over if they're driving and read, and some who may, for whatever reason, may be on their job listening or working, doing something, and they're occupied and they're not able to open up their Bibles. So I'm going to be reading to you what it says in the Gospel of St. John, the third chapter, starting at the first verse. And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version today. Okay, let us hear what the Word of God says. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him. Now watch this. Jesus replied, Verily or very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again. How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb and be born. Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows where it pleases. You hear the sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. But you should be saying to yourself, Jesus said to Nicodemus, now I want you to understand something. Nicodemus was a member of the Sanhedrin, very, very popular religious organization. If I had to compare it to something or give you a type of analogy, I would probably equate it with that of the Masons. I'm not saying that they were Masons, but I'm trying to use that as an analogy. You might say, you see somebody, you hear of them of being a Mason, you might want to associate them with religion, or or people of some type of religious belief or what have you. Well, think about that when you think about the Sanhedrin Council that Nicodemus belonged to. Just think of it in that light. That's all. I'm not trying to say they're equal in any way, but just as an organization that the community, that society recognized that everyone was not able to just walk in and become a part of it. It's not like the local church where you could just walk in and become a part of it, or just take start engaging in what is going on in there. No. So Nicodemus, not only was he a member of this council, he was well known in the community and where they lived at there. He was well known and he was well respected, being in that status that he was in. Yet, Jesus said to him, now, doesn't matter your standing in the community. Doesn't matter your standing in the world. Doesn't matter what you belong to. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter that you're wealthy. It doesn't even matter if you're poor. Jesus said to him, to become part of the kingdom of God, to be part of the believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, to be able to enter, even not just even believe the kingdom of God, but even to become a part of it, you must be born again. Jesus said to him, for you to be my brother, even my follower, to be able to be with us, talking about the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And I'm not teaching that lesson today, but that's what you got to understand what he is saying. You want to be one with us. Well, you want to be able to say that God, the God of the Bible, is my Father. You must be born again. Oh, you've been born from your mother's womb. But I'm not talking about being born in the flesh. You have to be spiritually reborn. You have to be born of God to become part of his kingdom. So when you hear folks saying that we are all God's children, depends on how deep you want to deal with this. You might even want to ask a person like that, what do you mean by that? You say we are all God's children. What do you mean by that? What God are you talking about? See where that conversation goes. You'll be surprised. And if they say to you, oh, it's just a saying, well, what does it mean? See, we go around saying a lot of things. But we ought to know what it is we're saying. Because when you break it down, it really won't make any sense. Are you saying we all have the same Heavenly Father? Then who is he? Don't turn around and say that we're all God's children. And then when something that you cannot physically explain, logically explain, that you cannot rationally explain, turn around and say, oh, the universe, the creator. The Holy Bible gives him a name. What do you call him? Who do you call him? If you're his child, you should know your father's name. Start asking folks sometime. What is your father's name? You're his child. What do you call them? Even if you don't want to put him right dead on the spot right away, just ask him, what do you call your God? What name do you give it? You say you're his child. What do you call him? when you talk to him. When he talks to you, they'll call each other. I don't know about anybody else, but my earthly father was alive. I called him Dad. So I had no problem. That was the name I gave him. When somebody else called him, who was not part of our family, they would call him Mr. Cotton, Mr. This, maybe even Deacon. They may call him, because he was a deacon at our church, they may call him Deacon. Any other names they may have called it. What do you call child you are? What do you call it? Boy, that makes that statement have no meaning, doesn't it? We are all God's children. It's amazing when we think about the fact that no, God didn't create us. We were procreated, so we can't take it that literal. How are we supposed to take that statement? That is something for us to think about. And I hope that we think about it in light of what Jesus himself said. When he told Nicodemus, those words still echo, as they're written in the Bible, they still echo still in the corridors, even through the corridors of time. You must be born again. You want to become God's child, the God of this Bible, of the Holy Bible. You want to become one of Jehovah's children, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit. In the state that we are in the state that some of us was in before we became believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, before we became born again. Before that, those words were real to us as well. We had to be. We must be born again. That's what the Bible teaches. So you'll think about that. When somebody makes that statement to you, you must be born again. If you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, sometimes you might be, I won't say angry in that context, but you might feel a little perturbed when somebody makes reference to your Heavenly Father and say to them that He's my Heavenly Father as well. Oh, then you can ask, oh, you've been born again. See where that conversation goes. See where that conversation goes. You have a right. If somebody walks up to me and says, yeah, oh, Henry Cotton, that's my father. I want to know some things. Are we talking about the same Henry Cotton? And I'm going to ask some questions. When you come up to me and say, oh, yes, I'm one of God's children. Oh, you've been born again. How did that, what was your experience like? When did this happen? You have a right to ask that. If they say they have the same father as you, sure, you have that right. See where that conversation goes. How important is the word of God to you when it comes to believing that all of us are God's children? Our thought, our topic for today. Bless you, hope and pray that this has been thought-provoking. And I pray that for some, I pray that for all that you believe what the Holy Bible says about this. And if you want to look further into this, if you feel the need to look further into this, please feel free to contact us. Contact me. And I'll be more than glad to talk with you more about this and reason together with you on this topic. God bless you. and then smile upon you. How important is the word of God to you when it comes to believing that all of us are God's children? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the time that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom and understanding that you've imparted to us. And we pray, Lord, that we will ever attain the knowledge that we need to understand when it comes to those who go around believing, not just saying, believing that we are all God's children. For Lord, we know that if that was the case, there would be no need for any of us to be born again if we're already your child. And we know that that's not the case. But just like you said to Nicodemus, we must be born again. We all, those that applies to us all. So we thank you for your word. And we pray again that it was received in the spirit, that it went out. And we pray, Lord, that as we continue through this day, that we can do so living and walking in your spirit, governing ourselves in such a manner that even those who do not and have not acknowledged you as their Lord and Savior will be able to see you through our life living, that you might get the glory out of our lives. For this we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.